I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The World Bank extends one more year of financial aid to Lebanon despite political bickering. Inflation reached 206% in April, and Lebanon's currency dropped yet again last week, plunging the bedraggled nation further into despair. Heart for Lebanon's Tom Adama says there are shortages on everything from electricity to fuel to bread.
That affects our ministry in two ways. Number one, everything costs more, and so it makes life more expensive. At the same time, about 78% of the total population in Lebanon needs some kind of food assistance to survive life. And that number is becoming more desperate every day.
Heart for Lebanon teams up with local churches to offer practical aid and encouragement.
We want to show them the love of Christ before we tell them about the love of Christ.
And what are you doing at 111 today? Well, what about tomorrow? The Alliance for the Unreached is inviting you to set aside a few minutes to pray for the unreached at 111 for the next 33 days. The challenge begins on the International Day for the Unreached, Pentecost Sunday, June 5th. Marv Newell is the executive director of the Alliance, and he says,
we're hoping that people will stop and pray for an unreached people group or for unreached people in general. And, you know, there's tools that they can use to do that. There's this app by Joshua Project of Unreached People of the Day that they could access and read about a people group.
A Third of Us is a movement aimed at awareness that roughly a third of the world's population has been denied access to the gospel. They use a tribe symbol of three lines with one set apart from the others to get the conversation started. Details and links can be found at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.